What's up, guys, and welcome to Game Nights and Hard Talks.
Join us, August and Elena, for a unique blend of casual gaming sessions and heartfelt conversations.
We really love playing games and wanted to document the time we spend playing together, along with capturing the conversations we have.
Our goal is to create a community of people who crave authentic stories and connections with others while also enjoying some good gameplay.
So let's keep the dice rolling and jump into the episode.
Welcome back. Super excited to have you here. We're doing a little bit of a different thing today than what we normally do for our podcast episodes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are we doing today?
So this is actually going to be what we're shifting towards with the podcast. Before we were having it where we were just sitting
and talking about it, yeah,
which is good. Like those episodes, but I'm like, I actually want to play the games that we talk about while we're talking about them. And so we're going to be playing board games or video games or whatever game we decide in the moment. And we are going to be talking about the board games, but also talking about different topics for each gaming session. Because we found, and there was a great example of this was last week when we had a big gaming night with your friends. Mm-hmm. It's really easy to bring up just different topics of conversation because gaming connects you and it makes everybody comfortable. And then you just talk about different aspects of life. And so that is going to be the heart talks side of it. And then we have the game nights, which is the actual board gaming.
So instead of doing them separate in the videos, we're going to put them together.
Right. Yeah. And so for those listening on audio, we'll do our best to describe what we're doing and what we're playing. But then we'll also have the video version on YouTube that you can go and watch to actually see the visuals of the gameplay.
But if I'm honest,
probably not.
We'll probably be like, yeah, I'm going to do this and this. And then
it's something we'll have to get used to for sure.
So these first few episodes will probably fly over what we're doing or just do something and not.
We'll do our best.
We'll do our best. Anyway.
Yeah. Cool. So the game that we're playing today is by far probably has the most diverse deck of cards that I've ever seen on top of some of the best artwork that I've ever seen. Would you agree with that?
I would agree to an extent. Because you look at like one of our other games, Everdell, the artwork's great on that one.
So, yeah, I mean, that's true.
I don't want to compare, but like this one is definitely, I would say very, very diverse because every card, there's no repeats.
Yeah. Do you want to know how many cards are in the deck?
Did you look?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. How many?
170 different cards.
170?
170.
I was expecting more.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's just in the base game.
Yeah. I guess the Asian one probably has just the same amount.
Adds
so
more. Yeah.
That's what I was probably comparing it to.
I don't know. It's crazy because normally like Everdell has a lot of cards, but they're repeat cards. Like 170 unique cards is really cool about the game. And if you're watching on video, like we have the box, the cover art of the box. It just looks so good. It looks really good.
Yeah.
So that's what we're going to be playing today. It's called Wingspan. And we're just doing the base game. There's a bunch of expansions that we'll probably dive into at a later date, but we're just going to be doing the base game right now. And we're going to start our gameplay, but then we'll kind of dive in and talk about little things with the game. And then we'll dive into our topic today, which is, do you remember what we decided?
Living to 150.
Yeah, so that one's a personal goal of mine, and so we'll dive into it and talk about it. But let's get started with choosing our objective cards here.
These are our bonus cards that you score at the end of the game.
Yeah, so essentially, like, if I were to describe Wingspan to a kid, it's a card-driven board game, and if you're watching on video, I have my little notes here, so if I'm looking down, that's why. So it's a card-driven board game, and you're essentially bird enthusiasts, and you're trying to attract birds to your wildlife reserve, which is your little board right here. And so there's 170 different birds that you can attract to your bird reserve, and the goal is to get the most points by combining birds and getting eggs and completing objectives. So yeah. We're choosing our objectives right now.
And this game happens over the course of 4 rounds. And each round we have a different objective to complete. I guess you don't need to complete it necessarily. You just, if you want, it's just extra ways to gain points, you know.
Yeah, so. I'm going to choose the cartographer. So that means that I have to get birds with geography terms in their names. So this would be like American, Atlantic, Baltimore, California, etc.
I'll try the falconer, and I'll go heavily into that. So I have to get birds with a skull power. So for people watching, if you can see that, I hope that's what the symbol looks like. It's essentially birds of predator birds.
Predator birds. So you have to get predator birds in specifically, your wild reserve.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So everybody starts with 5 bird cards in their hand, and you can decide to keep all of them if you'd like, or you can discard however many you choose. And when you discard them, you get that many in resources. So if I decided to discard 3, I would get 3 random resources of my choice, which is really good to begin with, because then you can build a bird right away, which is really nice. So let's see what we got here. Oh, that one could be good for you.
Not really a fan of these cards, but I will hold on to...
I just love when I get a bird card that I've seen the bird in real life, and you're like, oh, yeah, this looks great.
Oh, yeah, look. American robin.
Oh yeah, the robin. Yeah, we've seen a ton of those here in Utah in spring. Okay. Well, none of these birds meet my.
I feel like we saw this bird actually the other day at the store, like a flock of those birds.
Potentially, those ones look a little bit bigger than.
Well, I mean, they're on a card, but.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they have the same like blue sheen that they did. Anyway, okay, I'm going
trying to decide what I want to do here.
I'm going to actually get rid of these ones for right now, just because they're more expensive.
I'm going to get rid of these 2,
and we'll do the bird discard up here actually.
Okay.
So that way it's out of the way.
All right, you're going to start, but I kind of wanted to as you. Make play your first turn. I wanted to talk about some background on this game. So Wingspan's actually a fairly new game. Oh yeah, and I've got to get 2 resources.
Fairly new game in our repertoire.
Yes, in our repertoire. We got it for Christmas 2023. But fairly new game in terms of it just barely came out.
Oh yeah.
In 2019. Out? So it's very new.
I mean, that's 5 years old.
I know. I guess I was thinking there are some other games that we have that are older than that.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it's a new game. It was designed by Elizabeth Hargrave. And what was cool is that, and this is why I like this game so much, is because I'm personally interested in birds. She wasn't any kind of like professional bird watcher at all. She just would go to Maryland and see the different birds. And so she started like documenting them in a chart similar to this, in rows and columns, which is really cool because that's kind of how the board is laid out as well. But I think what's even cooler is that the special powers on each bird resembles what they do in real life.
Oh, so it's actually specific to their behavior.
It's specific to their behavior, yeah. So the powers afforded by the birds in the game closely resemble the unique characteristics of the actual birds documented in Hargrave's efforts. So like their feed, what they eat is not random. That's like actually what they'll eat. What they do is like it relates to them. And then what's cool is that they also have a fact at the bottom of the card that will tell them like tell you a little bit about the bird itself. So I thought that was pretty cool.
That is very
cool. Because it's very realistic. It's very realistic-like. And I remember reading, there was a quote from her where she was like, there's too many board games about castles and space and not enough games about things I'm interested in, which is why she created this game.
What's funny is the studio, I don't know if she is designing it, but they're making a game called Wormspan, I believe.
Or Warspan?
Worm. Like, as in dragon.
Yeah. Where?
Worm. Because that's another term for dragon.
It's, but it's not W-O-R-M, right? It's W-E-R.
It's W-Y-R-M.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a term from back then about that they would use that term to describe a dragon.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But essentially, yeah, they're making one about dragons.
I did see that. It looks amazing.
I want. Okay. So I have first player token. And I will take my cube and I will play a bird. And I will play the red wing blackbird.
I'm going to also play a bird, the bush tit.
Yeah. It.
Yep.
Gotta be careful.
Always gotta laugh at those. So that one is in my water area there.
All right.
Yeah, and what's cool is that this game sold 44,000 copies worldwide over the first 2 months of release. It was very popular. Very popular indeed.
I mean, very unique game.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I'll just play another bird card. The American Robin, and spend that resource to buy it.
Nice. So what would you say is the best, like, group to play this game with?
Best kind of group? That's a hard question for me to personally answer because I would say literally anyone. Anyone that likes board games.
That's what I would say. Like,
because I think it does a good job at like fulfilling the sense of strategy for people, because you're not going to get the same bird cards every time, so different strategies can apply. I'm going to draw some cards. I'm going to draw one card, and that's it. I'm not activating him because. Oh, that's not. Ah, yeah, okay. Sorry, so continuing. So, people who like strategy, this game would work great for. Or a group of friends that just want to chill and have a more relaxing experience. Yeah, I would say that is the group it's for, is for people who don't want to have like a overly competitive, intense game. This one's a very relaxing kind of one. Do this.
Yeah, I would agree. It's pretty relaxing for sure.
I'm getting screwed.
But I definitely don't think it's for people that that don't like longer board games. Or a bunch of different things to learn about it. It can be a little bit overwhelming at first to learn. Mm-hmm. But once you learn it, it's really fun. I often say, like, the first time you play it, you have no idea what you're doing. And then the second time, you're like, okay, let's play again, because now I actually know what to do.
Isn't that, though, like, with most board games? You have no idea what you're doing until you
I mean, play the board games that we play, sorry, is really easy to explain. Same with, like, Chutes and Ladders.
Yeah.
That one is, yeah, you can get it on the first try.
Regrets were made. Oh, my gosh.
All right, well, you need to go because you're taking forever.
Yeah, I'll gain a resource. I don't really want any of those guys, but we'll grab that one. And then I'll choose not to use this power.
Okay.
Oh, I was supposed to pull out the wheat Sorry, I forgot.
Okay, I'm done.
I know how to play this game.
I think something that's really fun about this game is it feels like a new game every time because you get so many different birds.
Yeah.
And
I'm playing a...
It makes it really enjoyable.
Turkey vulture.
Nice. I'm going to finally build... Wait, no. Not yet. Hold on.
Did you know turkey vultures can projectile vomit to defend themselves?
That's exciting. Okay, I'm going to build the common raven.
Oh, that's like the best card in the game.
Okay. He is built.
Cool.
Beautiful.
Okay, well, I'm going to lay some eggs. I'm going to spend an extra just to have, just to get an extra egg.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll spread it across evenly. And he has a once between turn power.
Which is?
When another player's predator succeeds, gain one from the bird feeder.
I have the exact same one.
Nice.
And my little blue-billed magpie. Okay, let's see. What do I want to do?
Oh, we may have missed this, but you only get 8 turns for the first round, and your turns drop by 1 each round.
Yes. Yep, so...
Yeah. That's what the cubes represent for those watching and those listening. Each person has a total of 8 cubes to start. And like I said, each round it will drop by 1. So the second round you only have 2. Third, you'll have 7 second round, 6 third, and then 5 for the final round.
I'm going to draw a card here.
Oh.
It is a round. Okay, and then I'm going to activate him where I can tuck a card from my hand, and if I do, I get to lay an egg on this bird.
I have the same exact thing in the same exact spot.
Oh, nice.
I will be doing drawing cards, and I'll spend an egg to draw extra cards. I will grab the greater prairie chicken. Nice.
It's on the prairies.
It said that they were rare, so.
Yeah, there's like 13% of the cards.
Yeah.
Do I have this one? Yes, I do.
Okay.
And then I will not tuck a card.
Okay. I'm going to go, not that. I'm going to go here. And I'm going to get this. Yeah.
Okay.
And then I'm going to re-roll because I'm going to discard an egg from any of my other birds to get 2 from the supply.
So yeah, once the bird feeder is empty, you re-roll it.
Yes. So I'm going to get this.
And then if all of one side shows up on all the dice when you roll. You can reroll again.
Okay, I'm done. So, okay. While you go, let's bring up our topic for today.
Yes, so you want to live to 150?
So, it was funny. I was actually listening to a podcast the other day, I think I told you, and I was like, they were talking about living to 180.
Oh my god!
And I was like, did I set my goal too low? No, so... Recently, to give you guys some context, recently I set the goal to live to 150. Hey, there's a predator for you.
I'm trying to. So oh. Perfect.
I set the goal to live to 150. And there were a lot of people like, what?
me?
Yeah. you're gonna try and live to 150. I was like, yes, because one, now, okay, let me tell you, not 150 where I've got 1 foot in the grave and I'm like, can not speak. I have no memory. I'm just wasting away in a hospital bed, not living to 150 like that. That sounds miserable. It's more like living to 150 where I'm able to, I have mental cognition. I can move and take care of myself and all the good things, right? Obviously I'll be old, but I can take care of myself and,
you're still self-sufficient.
Yeah. Self-sufficient. I have my mind and everything like that. That is what it looks like to live to 150. Like you live well. What did I heard the definition. It's not just lifespan, because that's the how long you live. It's health span.
Or like how you live.
Yeah, like how you live. Yeah. And so have a high lifespan, but also a high health span.
All right, before we continue with the topic, we got a score. End of round. Do you have any round in? Oh, wait, that's specific to the ages. Oh, that doesn't exist.
Yep. So we tied with this one.
We tied because we both have the same amount of veggies.
Okay. And then I'm going to reset the deck here.
And then we'll pass the first player token. So Elena will start this next round.
So far, I'm not doing very good on my objective. There's not been any.
I have one so far. So.
Not been any American. Or
would you say the turkey vulture is a predator? No, it's not.
No, it's not.
It has to have an
active, Carolina.
Active power. Yeah, that makes sense.
Oh, nice. Sounds good.
So I got this turkey vulture for no reason.
Yeah. Did you think he was a predator?
I did.
Oh, because he's got that predator thing on him.
Yeah. But he's not specifically one.
Mm. Okay. I'm going to draw cards. So I'm going to take this Carolina Wren.
Wren.
Ooh. Okay. And then I'm going to discard an egg to draw another card. And
the American woodcock.
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 And then I'm not going to activate my bush tit.
All right, I'm going to get resources. I get two. Nike, well, I'm going to take the
wheat. The wheat.
Yes, it's a good one. And I will. Don't really want either of these, but I take cherry. And. Actually, no, can I actually take the rat instead?
Yeah.
Sorry. I gotta keep in mind my objective. Okay, and then I will activate my Eastern Screech Owl, and he's a predator, and says roll all dice not in the bird feeder. There's four. Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
And if I roll the rat symbol, I will get I'll get one rat and cash it on the card. Now, cashing on a card means you take the token. For those at home listening or watching, and then you place on your card. You can't use it for anything else, but it will count as a point at the end of the game.
Yes.
And then I will actually activate also my American Robin to get rid of my greater prairie chicken. Well, or tuck it so he becomes a part of the flock to draw a card.
What you gonna get? The horned lark.
He's a horny lark.
All right. I'm going to build the Carolina Wren. And when played, I get to draw two. So I'm going to draw him.
Mm-hmm, the woodcock.
The woodcock. He is not a predator. 8 points, but he doesn't really have a lot of things with him, which is really interesting. I'm going to take the white-throated swift.
Yeah, he's swift.
Mm-hmm. He looks swift for sure. Yeah, so that's the goal. And that's what I am wanting to achieve is to live to 150 now. What's funny is like, what if I don't live to 150? And this is why I set the goal, because it's like, if I am trying to live to 150, what actions am I going to take to make it so I get there? I'm going to live a really healthy life focused on making sure that I optimize my health, that I'm...
Hey guys, real quick, are you worried about missing an episode? We just barely started our new Game Nights and Heart Talks newsletter, where you'll be the first to know when a new episode drops, along with getting access to exclusive stories about each episode. So if you want to join us and stay in the loop, we would love to have you, and go ahead and subscribe by clicking the link in the description. Let's jump back in.
You know, managing my stress, all these things, right? Also just learning a lot about it. And just in doing so, like, I become this person that takes care of themselves, takes care of their bodies. And so whether I actually live to 150 or not, for me, I see it as a win-win, because I live to 150, great. I've spent all this time like making sure that I'm healthy, that I feel good, and that I can really take advantage of life. Because something I know is like, if health, you failed again. Yeah. Because if your health is not there, it is incredibly difficult to do anything else. And I've seen this being sick, but also I've seen it with people who have more serious health issues. It's very hard to live a life where you're happy and you can achieve your fullest potential if you're not healthy. And so that it's a win-win to me, because, oh great, I spend time and energy and everything learning about it and acting upon it and making sure that my health is there, so then I can have a full life and I live to 150. Great, my goal is met. But if I die before that point, I've still lived a life where I'm focusing on health and everything. And so I die, but I won't care, because I'll be dead, right? Like, if I don't live to 150, I'll still be the person, but I'll be dead, so I won't care. Does that make sense?
Watching people die, and then your soul gets out, and you're like, oh, crap. I didn't live to 150.
Damn it. All right, let's see. I'm going to draw two resources.
Yeah, I don't know if I would want to live to 150.
Actually, I'm going to go here.
But, I mean, I do like the idea of, like, living a long time, because then you kind of get to see where the world is up, you know?
Yeah, like, can you imagine, like, what it will be like in 100 years?
No.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy what that would look like.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to... I'm going to tuck a card so then I can lay an egg.
Lay that egg, girl.
Okay. I'm done with mine.
Okay, I will... Oh, I need eggs. Dang it.
Yeah, so that's like, that's why I want to do it. Just because I've seen so many examples, right? You think like, oh, when you have the stomach flu or you have a sore throat, it makes it 10 times harder to focus on anything at all. Like, you can't be present with the people that you're with. It's difficult to do anything.
Yeah.
And imagine even having a more intense sickness where it shortens your life. Like, yeah. That's pretty intense. So I'm going to go here and get two resources, which are actually none of the ones that I want. So I'm going to get the wheat. And I'm going to re-roll. So what we're doing here is, if there's the same symbol in the bird feeder, you can re-roll to get different resources. Which I'll get the worm. And...
And one more.
Wait, why one more?
You only picked one.
No, I got the wheat.
And the worm?
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to decide if I want to activate my common raven.
You should. Okay. Useless. Yeah, he's not doing anything. You don't have a predator.
Yeah, I don't. No, but you're the one that's supposed to be building predators.
Yeah, I know. I have one. I have 2 points
right now. Okay, I'm done.
Okay, well, I'm going to get resources because I want these two fishies because I've been trying to get fishes for the longest times. But now, nice. I will activate my stinking owl.
See if he
actually.
Hey! So I get to gain one from the bird feeder.
You do.
We will take a.
And then I have a choice of tucking a card. And I will tuck a card. I'll tuck this guy. Draw another card. And can you hand me this dude?
Sure.
I say hand, and I just grab.
We have the morning dove.
Okay. I'm not.
Getting... You're not getting any predators.
Yeah.
Okay. Well. I'm going to gain more resources. I'm going to reroll them all. Okay. So we're going to gain a worm. We need the worm. And then we're going to gain another worm. And then I'm going to discard this egg to gain 2 from the supply. So I'm going to gain a worm. And then I'll gain this wheat. Okay, I'm done. A lot of resources.
How many did you get? 4?
4, because of him. And 2.
But did you pull those out of the... You don't need to pull them out. You just get from the supply.
Oh, I just get a draw from the supply? Well, that's nice.
That's why it has the...
Oh.
So, what 2 did you pull out for him?
These 2.
Okay, yeah.
That's good to know.
Yeah, now you know why he's...
Now he's OP, yeah. Yeah, so what I'm doing, so you don't care to live to 150.
I wouldn't say it's necessarily a goal of mine. I more would like to live a similar to you, like a healthy life.
Yeah. What does a healthy life look like to you? Is it my turn?
It's the same idea of like, no, hold on. Of being self-sufficient, you know, I don't need people to take care of me when I'm old.
Yeah.
Say, you know, I can walk around, I can still enjoy outside activities. I know that my body would slow down a little bit because of age and just how it works, but
yeah.
I'll take this card. I have a card that says 9.
9% birds that only eat worms? Oh, yeah, geez.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to lay eggs.
Yeah, there's mine.
Yeah.
Which thing is, I don't, if I live to 150, cool. If I don't, who cares? Because like you, I'm going to be dead anyway.
So you won't know.
But it's not what I'm shooting for.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to try to live to 150.
Do you think I can? Like, do you think it's possible?
I mean, it's possible because people are living that long.
No, there hasn't actually. Okay, well, there's probably been undocumented people. But like when I look up just on Google, how old has the longest person lived? And it's like 112, which is still pretty old. But
that's still very old. So like, I think doable. I obviously have no idea how you. But knowing you, Elena, you get it done.
There's this biohacking conference I really want to go to in Texas this year. And they were the ones running the podcast where they were talking about living to 180. And the guy who runs it is definitely very much against all things veganism. You know how like people think, oh, like the diet, that's what you have to do to live longer. They're actually like, yeah, no.
Yeah, it's not that great.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Did you not play a cube at one point? Because I only have one left.
Oh, yeah. I played the Resident Spoonbill.
The Spoonbill. Reroll. No. If it goes off the table, house rules, you reroll. Always reroll it. Hey! Yeah. I'll take that. Underbird Vita.
It's okay. Okay. And then, do I want to attack a card? Oh, dang it. I already failed that one.
What do you mean you failed it?
It says birds that can only live in the
grassland.
My brain's all over the place today. Anyway.
You done?
Yeah, I will not talk.
Okay. I am going to build this American advocate. He's an advocate for America. So I'll pay one egg, and I will pay these resources. And that is my last turn for round number two.
I'll lay eggs, so that way we tie.
Oh, you sneaky mom.
I won't spend extra.
So we tie on objectives there.
Yep. Woo, we like a tie.
No, we don't like a tie. Okay, right. I'm going to shuffle through. Yeah, so what I'm going to actually do to live to 150, I think I have a lot more to learn.
Make a sweet, sweet love to me.
Oh, I haven't seen this guy. The Bobo Link? Northern.
You did it, Bobo Link. You did a mockingbird.
Is that a mockingbird? Okay, so you start.
I start this time. Exciting.
Yeah, there's a lot more to learn when it comes to living that long. But I think obviously one of the biggest ones is movement, like a lot of movement. And that's a big reason why I want to eventually get a farm, is like that responsibility of a farm makes it so movement is always built into your days. Gardening, and I want to clarify, it's not a cow farm or a pig farm. I want horses with chickens and some dogs. I think that's it. I don't think I'd want any other animals.
Now, here's a question for the viewers and listeners. Do you think Elena grew up on a farm? If
August
you answered yes, convinced. You would be right.
No, August is convinced that I grew up on a farm. I did not grow up on a farm. My mom grew up on a farm. And we took a lot of field trips to farms.
You just have a lot of knowledge about farms.
Because we took a lot of field trips to farms. I didn't actually like live on a farm, though.
Yeah, well, you have yet to get that. Because you keep talking about it, and it's like, oh yeah, there's a pig, and I'm a farmer.
I am not a farmer, though I do know a lot about farms, and apparently a lot about animals, just in general. I visited the aquarium with my friends one time, and it was like, I was like, oh yeah, this thing and this thing, and they're like, how do you know this? And I'm over here like, how do you not know this? Hey, it's a predator.
I'm taking it. Actually, do I want to spend an egg?
A predator.
I'm spending an egg.
Golden eagle. A predator.
There they all are. Gosh. Okay.
Why did you take the northern mockingbird?
That's the reason.
It's a mockingbird.
Okay. And then I will activate my black crowned night heron. That's a mouthful of a name. You discard an egg to get a resource point.
Nice.
Which is going to be rats.
Okay.
And then, do I want to tuck a card? I'll go tuck. I won't tuck in. I won't tuck any cards.
Okay. My turn?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to draw. I'm going to draw two cards here. The downy woodpecker. Sure, we'll take that.
You saw a woodpecker?
Oh, wait.
I actually saw a few woodpeckers. I don't think it was with the down. Actually, it might have been that one. Hey,
you took my... No, I need that Western. Damn it. Okay, and then I'm going to tuck play. That's unfortunate.
Oh, because he's northern.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Okay, I am done.
I want him to use his name.
Nice.
All right, so here's what we're going to do here, guys.
You don't know? I don't know.
So I can get more cards, to tuck cards, to lay eggs, but also to get resources on top of it. Do I do that? No, that's just kind of pointless. Okay. We're going to get resources later.
Yeah, so how I'm prioritizing movement now to live to 100.
No!
We go on a walk in the morning, which is really nice, and then I like to be in the gym, and so do like a gym workout. Soon, like starting next week, we need to start training for our
Rag Bri,
which is we're riding 424 miles across the state of Iowa, because we crazy. Re-roll it. It fell off the table. So yeah, we're gonna ride that distance on a bike. Nice. And we're gonna do it tandem
style.
Yeah, I know, it's gonna be awesome, but we have a lot to actually
take that.
We have a lot to train for because we are not trained. Okay, I'm going to build the hummingbird. We're going to pay the wheat. And that's it on my end.
Okay. I'm going to build my northern mockingbird.
Stupid.
Yeah, mockingbird.
Is that a mockingbird?
Oh, I need to
put that cube there. Okay, you done? Okay, I'm going to draw some more cards here. The Western. And let's see what comes up. Oh, the American Red Start. And then the Wood Duck. And then I'm going to tuck a card to lay an egg.
Nice. All right, I'm going to get resources. And yeah, so I will discard him to get a third resource. My choosing, I'll grab the fish. I can actually just smash it. I guess you don't need to do that, but... Oh my gosh.
So something about this, and when we played with some people, they were like, oh, do I have to fill all of my rows? So there's five slots in each row and there's three rows. No, you do not. The goal is to just build the birds that you feel like will give you the most points. And that's why it's completely, it's just different. There's different things that you can do each time, and so many different ways that you can get points, which is really, really cool.
Your turn. Actually, no, Hold on, sorry. Repeat a brown power on one of the bird's habitat. I will be repeating. Guys. Okay. succeeded.
Nice.
And I get to repeat it again. With an extra map.
Oh, nice.
And you succeeded again. Look at that. Look at you.
Look at all those mice.
Only five, you know, 5 out of 10 rolls. Whatever number that was. And then I get to, I'm not going to talk about it. Go
ahead. Okay. I'm going to get some resources here, and I would like to re-roll the bird feeder. That's terrible.
Tell me about it. That's what I freaking wanted.
Any of those. So we will take the wormy. And we'll take the fish.
You can't reroll.
And then we'll discard one from the supply to get two. We'll take a chetty. And another chetty. Okay.
Yeah,
I'm good.
Beginning resources and taking a few rats.
Okay.
Because I need rats.
You need all the mice.
All the mice. Okay. And then we'll be doing this guy's twice again. I'll roll it over here so that way.
Yeah.
It doesn't fall off.
Yeah, because yours keeps falling off.
Thank you.
Nice. And I
so I'll do it again.
Okay, I'll just take a mice.
You succeeded again. Heck yeah.
What is it, the mockingbird that allows you to replicate the power?
Yeah, repeat a brown power on another bird.
Jeez. Jeez.
Then I will not be tucking a card. So there's that. We'll roll for you. Your turn. That's my final turn.
Okay, I'm going to build my last turn in round 3. Actually.
The Western Tangerine.
Hold on.
I'm just kidding.
We're going to lay eggs.
You sneak.
Because we'll get points. We'll get points for those eggs. Groups of 3. And then we'll get rid of this rat.
Okay.
What?
You done?
Each player gains 1 from the bird feeder.
Your choice.
Take the worm.
I'll take the rat.
Okay.
I just need dirty rats.
I'm done. And I get first place in round 3.
And I get none.
Oof.
This is a rough game
for August.
Yes, for me. Okay.
I go first now.
You start.
Okay. One thing I'm finding is it's hard to talk about a topic and play at the same time sometimes. It just like if you want the game to move fast. So
it's pretty,
in the future, we'll know to like, okay, we'll plan out more time so then we can talk. And then play, and then talk and play and talk and play.
I guess, I don't know if you answer this, but why did you decide to live to 150?
Why did I decide?
Yes, what?
Because I'm going to, for sure.
Just because you're like, you want to do it? Or, like, is there a more, what's the reason? Like, is there a more profound reason?
It's because of the person that I want to become.
Mm.
So becoming somebody who health is not just to discard these. Just become somebody where health is not just something to do to look good. I mean, I want to look good, but I think it's also important to feel good and to make sure that I prioritize that above everything else. Because if my health's not there, then I can't show up how I want to show up. So it's a way to reach new levels in my life because I prioritize that.
Let's take those 2 cards. And then discard an egg. I don't have an egg to discard. And then discard. And let's talk this guy to lay an egg. What is that?
Okay, let's see.
That's very cool.
Yeah, so that I think is the main reason why I want to do it.
Respect.
These are pricey birds. I am going to draw a card.
I draw a card.
I draw a card. Take him. He's cute. The belted kingfisher. Kind of like him. We're going to take him.
Better?
Yeah, well, let's see. I'm going to tuck him to be able to lay an egg.
I'm going to be playing the Golden.
Oh, nice.
Do I actually want to? Oh, yeah. Definitely. We'll play him.
Yeah.
Three rats and an egg. Spent.
Okay, I'm going to build the belted kingfisher.
Okay.
That goes there. And I have to pay an egg. And I'm done.
Okay, I'm going to be doing the playing egg action.
Nice. Do him.
To get three eggs. And and then I will be activating my golden eagle. And I will look at card from the deck below 100 centimeters in wingspan.
That's the cool thing with the predators is that it actually acts like
91, heck yeah.
Oh nice.
That was a little close. I'm gonna tuck it. Ooh.
That was close.
Yeah, that's my turn.
Okay.
I really shouldn't, but the turkey rolls.
We are going to lay eggs, and so I'm going to lay three here. And those ones go here. Wow, he can hold so many. And then I'm going to discard. I will discard a cherry to lay another egg on my hummingbird. I like to have the eggs kind of like match the bird. And then I'm going to activate him where each player gets to draw from the bird feeder.
Oh, cool.
That's it.
Okay. I'm going to... Why do I have eggs in my hand? I'm going to be playing a bird. It's going to be the barn owl.
Yeah. Nice.
Get another predator out there. Oops, I did that backwards. And that's my turn.
All right, for my last turn, I'm going to lay more eggs. So we're going to put two on the raven here.
And we're going to be doing that. I will actually just...
Yeah, do your turn.
Hopefully play another bird. As the black skimmer.
And then each player gains one from the bird feeder. I'll take the wheat.
Okay.
Oh, and I'm going to discard to lay one more egg.
I'll take a rat. Dirty rat.
And then I gain one from the supply.
That's my turn.
Okay.
You done?
I am done.
All right. We finished up Wingspan. I normally have my calculator.
Let's get the points going here.
Phone. And you want to hand me the sheet?
Yeah. Here you go.
There you go. Grab a pen so I can.
Yes. And.
Calculations.
Okay, perfect. And then I'm going to calculate up mine here. So yeah, that's a little bit about how Wingspan plays. Super fun game. August and I tied here for, wow, lots of ties. But yeah, I really like, we were talking about it. Everdell has 3D resources. We are thinking it would be so cool if somebody made 3D resources for this. So they had like the 3D cherries and worms. We thought it'd be super cute.
I mean, someone kind of has. They 3D printed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. But they're not like the Everdell ones. They're still like flat.
Tops
and bottoms, but they're
bumpy.
Raised.
Yeah. Okay, what are we counting first?
All right, you're counting your birds.
So birds have points on them. They're represented by the feathers. So you'd count the bird points first.
Example would be this guy. The three next to that feather. That's the point value of his, if you can see that. As I was watching, okay. So.
Yeah, and so then for those, let us know if you guys would be interested in playing and trying this game out, and if you would want more detailed playthrough on how to play it, like with all the rules and everything. We could definitely do a tutorial on how to do how to play this with all of the different rules and with the different expansions. So yeah, let us know if that would be something you guys are interested in, and if you guys like this new format with us playing and talking. I got 40.
Bonus cards. Got 1, 2, 3. So I got 3 for that one. And then 1, 3, 4.
10. Not 10. 7 for me.
11.
7. 7.
Oh, you got 7?
Yeah. Sorry, I said 10, but.
End of round goals.
Okay, so we get 2 for this.
3 for that.
Okay. And then 4 or 3?
This is kind of weird because do we add up? I think we add up all these. So actually, yeah, so this one's 2. This one is 5, 7, 8.
Got
so
4.
We will get 4 for that. And then for this one, 7, 10, 14. So 7 points for this one.
Okay.
6, 7. Don't know math. 7 is 13.
19.
Yeah. Eggs. I got 1.
13.
Food on cards.
0.
Got 1, 2, 3, 4, 7. And then tucked cards.
I have 5.
I have 5 as well, actually.
Oh man, we were close.
Yeah, it's a close game.
All right, so total up the scores. Let's see who wins it.
I have yet to win this game.
You have never won this game before?
I keep getting close. I keep getting second place. And in this context, it'd be considered last because there's only 2 of us. All right.
Let us know. Final scores. This may be your first time winning.
It probably won't. Okay.
Yeah, probably won't. Math ain't mathing for you?
Yeah. This should be faster this way.
So the game comes with this little card carrier where you get to put all the cards in, which is nice. It comes with these little boxes to carry the eggs in. I'm going to put this computer down. Yeah, so the storing of this game is really nice, and they have instructions on the board on how to store it. So then you put everything back in its right place. which is super nice as well. And while August is calculating the final scores, let us know what game you would like to see us play next. If there's any games that you recommend, it could be a board game, it could be a video game, whichever you got.
I ended with 81. You ended with 84. I knew I was going to go.
Those eggs blew you out of the water in that sixth place. I didn't even have to try that hard for that sixth one.
Yeah, I know. Oh, there you go.
Good job.
Anyway.
Thanks for the game. Thanks for the conversation. And until next time.
Keep the dice rolling.
Peace out, guys.
Congrats on winning. Hi.